Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
We're on with episode 4 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Good evening, everybody.
Previously on Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles, dissent among the ranks as our heroes bicker with the willful and outspoken Soma. The group manages to mend fences long enough to get to Feiyu, the unbendable city, where all bending is forbidden. Despite its shiny exterior, there seems to be secrets lurking in the heart of Feiyu. Several disappearances from the inner circle of the government, and the export of booby-trapped mecha tanks. Our heroes are going undercover to root out the truth in this mysterious city.
I'm not doing the thing.
I'm also not doing the thing.
Okay.
The thing?
The earth, fire, wind, water. Only the Avatar can master all.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So you guys had reconvened at the crappy hotel where you were staying. You were filled in about the disappearances. Apparently from mostly top-level members of Fang Foundries. And you learned that the police have turned to a private investigator named Detective Drood. Daloon had gotten a job as a short-order cook for some reason.
At a popular eatery nearby the factory.
I don't think I said popular.
I think it was the first thing you came across.
An eatery that happened to be near.
Yeah, I think
so. I can listen to all the gossip.
I was going to say, I think his stated goal might have been to try and see if like any of the factory workers were talking about what was going on under the factory, or if anything was going on under the factory,
or anything about like the disappearances and
like
the mysterious tech that showed up in Republic City.
He basically wanted to position himself so that serendipity might fall into his lap, and he can make a couple of dollars out of it as well. Or what is it? It's credits. It's credits in this city,
well,
right?
Well, that place might actually pay in money.
Huh?
No, he
specified the factory job. Did he?
Mm.
I don't.
Yeah, remember. when he got hired,
I blacked out. So.
Said.
Yeah, funny money.
Right, I roofied you. Yeah, I made you a Bill Cosby special. So, it's really
that's going to keep happening.
With Bill Cosby being a rapist?
Yeah.
Doing stuff with his pudding pops.
Are they chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah,
fudge pudding pop.
That's the joke, Georgiana. That's the joke.
Okay. So it's nighttime.
No, I had a lot of respect for Bill Cosby, so that just kind of sucked.
Yeah, it was really hard on me when I found out that Reginald Mel Johnson is a cannibal.
What?
He's the guy who played the dad in Family Matters. He's not a cannibal. It was a joke.
He eats people.
Okay, Jesus Christ!
He's not a cannibal. He just cooks people for other people to eat.
Nick, yeah, I was gonna say, you have to understand, Nick. When you say things related to pop culture, I'm more inclined to believe them than when Kevin does, because you actually keep up.
No one's fucking inclined to believe that. And why would they?
Tom's just gullible.
I'm feeling gullible tonight. I did just wake up a little while ago.
Well, you know, it's 7 at night, so...
Well, I was awake earlier today, too.
So was I.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Okay. You're all in a hotel room.
All right.
You're all in one hotel room.
Mm. Yeah.
Deficiency.
I can't help that these suckers are poor.
Yeah, how's your job going?
Aww.
We haven't actually gotten it, have we? What time is it, though?
It's like the middle of the night right now.
It's okay, not the middle of the night. He just got back. It's like...
So it's early evening?
Maybe 10.
Okay.
I'm probably asleep, actually.
Yeah, I need to go to sleep if I'm to be awake at, like, 5.
Yeah, I'm probably asleep. Long day.
Hey, Zahar, you want to go check out the nightlife?
Eh, what the hell.
All right, come on. Woohoo! Okay, right. So let's see where we can go at night. Also, the moment we leave the room, I'm gonna pull you aside and I'm gonna, you know, kind of sheepishly look at you and just be like, I'm still really sorry about, you know, the
Shut
other
up.
Day. What?
Just stop talking about it! Jesus Christ!
But I'm saying that I'm sorry
Shut
because I was
Shut up just... about it!
Okay. So what kind of place do you want to go to?
Yeah. I start to wander the streets.
Yeah, I would suggest you not wander the streets alone, but...
I thought you were coming.
I am, yeah. So, let's see. So what kind of bars and stuff like that are there here? Is there, like, places where there's, like, nighttime entertainment and stuff? You know, like, dance clubs or concerts like there were in Republic City?
Oh, yeah, there's... It's not nearly as big as Republic City. I mean, you definitely find a place where you hear live, big, brassy music coming out of. And that's towards the ritzy end of the city. And then you also pass several just working-class bars.
All right. Well, I'm kind of curious about the ritzy end of the city, since, I don't know, it seems kind of more like Republic City's interior and stuff.
Yes, it definitely does. You head over there, you can see a few big houses. They seem established, like they're not new construction, but... Mm. Pretty much everything else in this area is just springing up right now. You see, you know, keep out signs for construction areas, and they are all marked Fang Construction.
So there's Fang Foundry, Fang Construction.
It sounds like there's just sort of one family that owns this whole place.
Well, I wonder if it's one family, or maybe it's a whole bunch of... Maybe it's just a corporation.
Started by the Fang family.
I suppose. Is Fang an Earth Kingdom name?
I think so.
I shrug, and then, let's see.
You guys have already learned previously that the head of Fang Foundries is called Wei Fang.
Oh, God, you're right. I'm an idiot. I just remembered that. For some reason that I thought that, wait, so there's a Fang Foundries, and then there's Fang Industries, Fang Construction.
Fang Mart.
I wonder if there is a Fang Mart.
Fang Mobile.
Well, they gotta take those Fang Foundry credits somewhere.
So I guess there, but I mean, presumably every place in the city accepts the credits. Speaking of which,
yeah,
are there any
every place owned by the Fang family?
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, are there any stores like that we would pass by that just say that Fang that, like credits not accepted or something like that?
No.
Huh.
Not a single okay. one.
Pretty
Some
sure
of
they'd
them
be bullied
advertise
out of the city.
That they accept yuans.
Okay, that's a little bit more concerning. It's like Republic City Yuan's not accepted, or Earth Kingdom Gold maybe not accepted. Who knows? I guess it makes sense that Republic City Yuan's wouldn't be accepted everywhere outside of Republic City, you know, because people aren't idiots. But so let's see. I really want to go to one of the bars in the ritzy end of town and see just what kind of you say that there's one that's playing like big brassy music. That sounds like a lot of fun to go to.
Okay.
So I'm gonna drag Zahar into one with lots of like loud brassy music playing, just kind of like start snapping my fingers when I hear it.
Yeah, you go in and there's just a big brass band, like trumpets and saxophones blaring. There's people on the dance floor doing kind of fast-paced, free-form dancing. Very energetic. The place is hopping.
So swing dancing is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Swing
dancing. There's a big bar area that serves many overpriced cocktails.
Ah.
I think this place is out of our price range.
It's not about price range, it's about the music. How often do you go dancing?
Not very.
Really? It's fun. Helps you get out of the house a little bit.
Okay.
Besides, this is the first day of your training.
My training?
Oh, yeah. You said you didn't want to learn how to walk like a drunkard, but what about walk like a fighter?
I already know how to walk like a fighter.
Not really.
Just because I'm not a bender doesn't mean I'm not a fighter.
Well, here, I'm not a bender either. But I am giving you...
I'm pretty sure I could kick your ass in a non-bending fight.
Is that sure? You want to give it a shot? There's lots of music around.
I don't think that it would be taken too kindly if we just break out into a brawl in this club.
We could start one.
Do you not understand the environment you're in?
I absolutely understand the environment I'm in. I haven't been once since I've been here. The entire time I'm doing this, like, I'm bopping and dancing along. Like,
I am just, like, rubbing my forehead when I talk to you.
I'm giving you an opportunity to get better.
Get better at what?
Learn more different ways of fighting.
I'm going to just start trying to mill through the crowd to get away from Soma.
All right. Your choice. But I'm going to have some fun. And I'm going to proceed to have some fun. I'm going to try one of the... Well, I don't really have very much money. What's the cheat? I kind of blew it all buying cute outfits for... Sekhfa. I keep wanting to call her Fei Yu, and then I'm like, wait, Fei Yu is the place we're in.
Yes, it is.
But,
Buy outfits for the city!
Buy the city outfits! I'm not that rich yet. God damn, I will be.
Probably the cheapest drink is gin and pomegranate juice. But when you get to the bar, a young man offers to buy you a drink.
Sizing him up. What do we got?
Broad-shouldered, tall, kind of stiff, I guess. The read you get off of him is either cop or military man.
I'm okay with both of these things. I allow him to, actually. I think I'll accept the drink and bow to him kindly. Well, hello there. It's been like you doing a girl like me buying a girl like me a drink in a place like this. It's a little bit expensive.
Well, I guess I have a little bit of money.
So, I hate to put this kind of pressure on you, but what's your name?
Lee Huang.
Lee Huang.
Everyone's named Lee, though.
Mind if I just call you Lee for the night? Seems easy to remember. I'm Soma.
This is my first name.
I give him a little fist bump. All right.
He,
What do you think of the bar? I've never been to a place like this before. Specifically, I've never been to Feiyu. This is my first night.
Wow. Welcome to the Unbendable City. What do you think of it?
It's unbendable. Everything's made of metal. And stone.
Well, those things are bendable.
Not by me. I can't, you know, and I make like a bending motion with my hands, like a bending a bar.
If you're a non-bender, nothing to be ashamed of, especially not here.
I signed a waiver. You know how it is.
Oh.
Don't break the law.
So you are a bender.
Yeah, but I don't really want to go around advertising that. I mean, everybody here seems like they don't really like him very much. And I kind of don't blame him. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of want a place of your own to get away from. I guess that's just kind of what they wanted.
I don't want to go advertising it, but I will tell it to someone I met a minute ago.
In this place full of people.
I have nothing to hide. I'm registered.
Well, you don't have to be ashamed. There's nothing illegal about being a bender. You can't help who you are. You can only help what you do.
I'm going to start down my drink, and I'm going to taste it, see if he's drugged it.
He has not drugged it. You are confident. It is pretty damn strong and pretty damn expensive, though. It's top shelf.
All right. This guy is making it rain.
And also full of top shelf roofies. That's why you were so confident it wasn't drugged.
Yes. All right. They're untastable.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's true. No, I just figured that if I have enough experience drinking things, I'd probably know if somebody has tampered with it.
No, that's legit. That you're confident it has not been tampered with and that it is high quality.
High quality and extremely strong. That's the spirit. Well, you know what? Don't suppose this place is BYOB?
Bars traditionally aren't. But I won't tell if you don't.
Here, let me share something with you then. Since you gave me a drink, I'm gonna pour him a drink from my father's drink.
He drains his glass and offers you the empty.
And it tastes like sweat and dirt.
No, it's so. I take a small bit of my father's wine. I don't bend it out of the jug. I'm gonna try and pour it normally. It's been a long while since I've done that, but.
Yes. You managed to make a tipping motion.
And liquid comes out.
Holy shit, technology!
Hey. Yeah, he takes a swig. Whoa!
That's not the best, but it's homegrown.
That's very important. That's some old-style water chai moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Made by my dad.
I had a friend in the South, or from the South, who used to make that stuff in a bathtub.
Well, the proper way to make it is actually...
in a toilet.
It's actually inside of a penguin seal's skin. What you do is you filter it through, and you make sure that all the impurities come out of it. Because if you make it in a bathtub, then that stuff is just going to make you go blind. This stuff will at least get you drunk without making you go blind. I wouldn't recommend drinking more than a few glasses of it at once, though. Glasses. Well, not mugs.
I gotcha. I understand. I will. If I ever see Blind Toro again, I will pass along your advice.
You're not so bad, Lee. So what's with the uniform? You seem like you're, seem like you're part of the authorities. Hope you're not looking to lynch someone who, does a little bit of the bending like me.
As long as you're not doing it in the city.
All right. See, that's what I thought. This place seems so reasonable. You ever have a problem with people who lie about being benders? Or non-benders, I guess.
Yeah, we do have problems with people lying. You know, they always think they're going to get away with it, and they never do.
Is it really that bad?
Bending or lying?
Once in a while. Well, lying about the bending. I think, you know, it's like you said, you can't really help who you are, just what you do.
It's fine. If people are honest on their forms and don't bend, we don't have a problem with them.
Just seems kind of, well, why? As long as you don't have any, I suppose, but how would you know that somebody is, you know, a bender if they just sign the form, if they don't bend?
Well, sometimes, you know, usually they'll slip up and bend, and then having lied about it, their punishment's much worse, because it shows that they premeditated bending, right? So they lied because they thought it would help them get away with it. Sometimes, you know, friends or acquaintances or whoever will just rat them out.
Oh, no. Well, but I suppose they kind of deserved it. That's what they get for lying on the form.
Yeah, that's right. We worked hard on those.
Oof. So who came up with the whole thing? You know, the idea of the unbendable city.
Oh, so you don't know about Wei Fang?
I mean, I know that he owns pretty much everything in the city.
She does, yes.
Ooh. Now that's a lady I'd like to meet.
Well, maybe someday. She's a brilliant visionary. Now, she took over a failing metal foundry and turned it into a real industry, a factory, and employed the whole town. Now she's bringing us into the future.
I was going to ask about the credits. Seemed kind of weird. You guys have your own currency, but I suppose it makes it a lot easier for the Fang Company to keep the profits in the family.
Well, we just wanted to make sure that our employees weren't getting ripped off. You know, we control the currency and we own the stores. We can make sure the prices are fair.
Well, you say we. Are you part of the Fang Company?
Yes, you could say that. I am Miss Fang's assistant.
Really? Wow. Well, it sounds really great that I'm that, you know, hey, look at this. I'm drinking with the assistant to the great Miss Fang. Oh, I'd love to meet her someday. Although, I don't know, if she doesn't really like benders, then I suppose that's a little verboten.
I keep trying to tell you, we've got nothing against benders, just against bending. In fact, I used to be a bender.
Used to? Do you mean technically still am, or... No! Did you? And then I point to my forehead, because I, you know, I'd heard about it, and I said, and you just didn't go back?
I didn't go back, no.
Wow! Wow, that takes some guts! Oh my goodness, if... I know I'm not allowed to bend in the city, but I feel like it would be like losing an arm or something. I mean, well, but then you start realizing, yeah, I guess without it, you know, you can still live.
I'm living much more than I ever used to. Back when I was a bender, I was a mid-level thug in the triple threats. I was a criminal. I had no aspirations other than the next payday. I had no qualms about using my abilities to exploit other people. After what Amon did to me, I got some perspective. Found out what it's like to be the helpless little guy. Now, I could have gone to the Avatar and she would have given me my bending back, but... Well, I felt like I was a different man. This was my second chance.
Oh, it certainly sounds like you paid for your crimes, too. So you're just turning you're turning what you thought was a bad situation to the best thing possible.
Exactly.
The new Air Nation people spend most of their lives not being benders. I wonder if maybe they know how it feels.
If they did, I don't think they'd go join the new Air Nation.
Maybe they see it as their second chance.
It doesn't make sense to me. You know, hey, you've got this new power. Why don't you go isolate yourself, deny yourself all sorts of life's pleasures?
Well, there was that one guy. The, can't remember his name, but he was all over the news a few years ago. You know, the one that learned how to fly?
Oh, yeah, the crazy guy.
Yeah, the crazy guy, right.
Zaheer.
Zaheer.
Yeah, the one who tried to kill the Avatar and killed the Earth Queen.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not really... I don't really keep up on Earth Nation politics. I mean, it was a pretty big event. It's more like I just couldn't remember his name. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you've had too much to drink.
I guess only time will tell, huh? I just kind of nudge him and say, another round?
Don't mind if I do. Do more.
And I think I will leave it at that, because I am going to have made a new friend. Hoorah! Unless he's going to try and kill me when I leave.
No, he's going to rape you.
He's not going to try to do that either. He is going to try to become more than friends.
Oh, that's good. He can. Besides, if I decide he impresses me.
And by more than friends, he means one night stand.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that was that was going to be the case, but... he's pretty cool. I guess I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna have myself a one night stand.
Zahar, you're in a dance club. Soma's off somewhere.
I'll mostly watch the people dance. You know, maybe listen into conversations.
Okay. There's mostly Earth Kingdom dances. The casual conversation is, you know, latest fashion, radio programs, there's a lot of politics talk about all the shit that happened in Republic City, you know, Kuvira's whole Earth Empire crumbling. People are speculating what's going to happen to her. Because there's some discussion about the disappearances. You know, people are saying like, a friend of a friend of a cousin was one of the people who disappeared. Or I was walking home last night and I was pretty sure there was a giant monster following me. Probably the one that grabbed all those people. Oh, maybe it's an evil spirit. You know, mad that we're not allowing any bending here.
Spirits wouldn't care.
Spirits wouldn't give a fuck. Spirits would be all like, man, I'm glad those humans aren't abusing the powers of our ancient gods.
Okay,
Some point during the night... I'm going to reconvene with Zahar, but if I can't find her.
Well, after a while of listening, I'll see if I can find Soma, not see her there, shrug, and, you know, walk out and down the street.
Okay.
Really? Okay. One point a few hours later, I still around that club for Zahar and just like, huh. She must have went home.
Okay. You go back to the hotel.
Someone's getting laid tonight.
Yeah. Soma does not join you.
I shrug again. Go to bed.
I don't know. If I stayed at the bar for most of the night, you may have seen me chatting up this dude.
Yes, but I'm assuming that I decided to go away after you went off with the dude.
Yes, but you might have some indication of where he went.
Providing I was paying attention.
I think you know how chatting up at bars works.
Yeah.
(clears
without getting into too much detail, Lee brings you to his really nice apartment.
Oh, that's good. Unless there's no further discussion, I guess I'll just let it fade to black. Wait till the morning.
Okay. Daloon, you wake up early in the morning for your shift.
Okay.
I'm probably also awake.
Okay. Yeah, the two of you wake up early. But that's when.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's when I have to be there.
Right.
Yeah. Soma's not there.
The last thing you know is Zahir and her walks off, and then only Zahar and I and her walked off, and then Zahar came back.
Okay, time to presume she's dead. Let's see. Soma's dead. Soma's dead. What to do? What to do? I wash up. And then I put on appropriate clothes. And then, after I put on appropriate clothes and have finished washing up, I am going to exit the hotel, use my legs to walk down the street by putting one foot in front of the other.
It is exhausting.
And I am going to, yes it is, I am going to do that in such a fashion that lands me at the restaurant that I was hired at.
Before you actually exit the room, I'm going to like tug at your sleeve, like, where are you going to eat breakfast?
The restaurant?
Okay.
Okay.
Skip, 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 skip.
Probably.
Hold on, describe the act.
I hop on one foot, place it down in front of me, hop again on that foot, and so on.
I see. Okay, 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 okay. Thus propelling yourself forwards. That's a method of locomotion, I suppose. Checks out.
Okay. You walk to the diner. It's not open yet, but the lights are on inside, so you suspect the owner's there. There's a man sitting outside waiting in high-end Earth Kingdom clothing. He has close-cropped black hair, and he's just sitting in a meditative stance to the side of the door, waiting for it to open.
I put on my robe and wizard's hat. Oh, I open the door.
It's locked.
I knock on the door. I go around back and go through that door. I hop in a window.
The boss comes and lets you opens the door for you when he sees you.
Excellent.
Finally. Come on in.
We didn't actually do anything with Sikva, did we, last time?
No.
Nope.
No?
I'm following you in.
Hey, do you want a waiter as well? Or waitress?
You mean that little kid that's just walking in? We're not open yet.
But Uncle said that we were going to eat here. Eat breakfast.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we will. I'll pay for it. I'm sure we will. But, I mean, like, you know, you could have her clean tables or whatnot. She's bursting with energy, but is also obedient and intelligent.
I'll smile back.
It almost sounds like you're talking about a dog at a dog show.
Yeah, easily trainable. Can jump 6 feet.
Housebroken.
Does that nice thing coat. Where she jumps into some water, swims some, grabs a little stick, and swims back in only, like, 15 seconds. That's fucking fast.
Oh, so
fast.
She's like a whippet or whatever?
Yeah, whatever that dog was. Man, that dog was, like, an order of magnitude better than the others. I still regret not getting the fried PB&J that day.
Okay.
What?
Regret. We were outside the Space Needle or something.
Oh, this is
and we wandered into a
doggy
weird
docks.
Dog show.
Yeah, it's a doggy yep. docks days or something.
And there was a vendor selling fried peanut butter and jelly along with other
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we got a bloomin' onion instead. It was quite good.
Kevin, how could you not be summoned by the fried PB&J?
At the time, I don't know. The way I was... I was wrong, but the way I was feeling that day was like, it's probably disgusting. But in retrospect, I made a big mistake.
Well, at least you can fry your
I'm
own.
I'm never going to be able to take back.
You can fry it back here.
But it won't be professionally done.
Yeah, and
you
can
always
like
come back
deep
here
fried.
Or to any other carnival. And
I do have a deep fryer.
You have a deep fryer here, so you can come here and we can make you a fried PB&J.
I've never, I was going to say, I've never seen fried PB&J at a carnival. I've seen a lot of other things fried, but peanut butter and jelly is, for whatever reason, not one of them.
Hmm.
So anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'll give her a half credit if she wipes down the tables.
Excellent. Sick five, got something to do.
Okay.
Please don't bend.
He tosses a rag at you.
I will start cleaning the dirtiest looking one. Is there a dirtiest looking one right now? Since, you know, no one's been in here.
It doesn't look like anyone cleaned up last night.
Okay, I'll start. I'll start working on it. Diligently. After a couple minutes, I'll probably walk back to Daloon and say, I'm hungry.
Hey, boss, how much would it cost to have breakfast here if I, you know, make it?
You know how to read a menu?
You're going to charge me for my own labor?
Half off for employees.
Okay. Okay. There, we can get food.
He opens up the door, and the man who is meditating out front walks inside, sits down at the counter next to Sekfa.
Hello.
Well, hello there, little lady. A little young to be at this place by yourself, aren't you?
No, my brother's back there. I will point towards the kitchen.
Daloon, go get his order.
Oh, okay. Hello, sir. What would you like for eatings this day?
Well, that's a fascinating way to put it.
Glad to be of interest.
Like a cup of strong black coffee, two fried eggs, three pieces of toast with butter, please.
Okay. Can do. It's on the menu, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. I make it.
Master Daloon!
Bam. Kapow. Rock Shaka.
He happily sips his coffee. He seems to be looking at Sekhfa a lot.
Am I still eating, or am I starting to wipe tables now?
I assume you're still eating.
Okay. I will eat and stare back, I guess.
Where are you from, little lady?
Oh, just the farm.
Oh, what kind of farm?
Well, we raise ostrich horses. We have a field or so. And we have, boar oxen, some chicken pigs. I'll just rattle off a couple more farm animals that I don't feel like making up right now.
That's incredible. Clean living, fresh air, open skies. Why'd you ever leave the farm?
Just, I don't know. I guess traveling with Uncle over there. And we're just here for now, I guess.
I'm confused. Is he your uncle or your brother?
He's just someone older than me? I call him my brother. That's what my mom told me to do. Why do you ask, Uncle?
Just a people person, I guess. You seem like you're new in town, and I thought that I might get to know you, and you might get to know me.
That sounds fun. So, I told you about me. What about you?
Oh my god, he's trying to get you into sex slavery.
No, just a one-night stand.
Child trafficking.
My name is Edwin. I moved to the city a couple months back. Before that, I was a nomad of sorts.
Where did you go?
Well, I was born and raised in Republic City. I worked for the police department for a long time. Eventually, I decided to strike out on my own. And, you know, I'd always been fascinated by the Air Nation, the Air Nomads. Now, this was before they really existed, you know, again. But I still traveled around to the different air temples, studied their ways. You know, I'm fascinated by spirituality.
That's pretty cool.
I lived as an air acolyte for some time, but eventually I found I needed some more excitement in my life. Not to mention meat.
But why would you want to eat cute little animals?
Well, I can't argue with that, but unfortunately they're delicious.
But why not the ugly, delicious animals?
You grew up on a farm. Surely you had some animals.
I try not to. Mom doesn't like it, though.
Well, I respect your dedication.
Thank you.
Mr. DeLune, another coffee, please?
Sure thing.
I guess I will finish, again. I guess, my bowl of porridge or whatever. Bring it to the back, wash it myself, put it on the rack, and start wiping.
I'd like to pay for that little lady's meal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, certainly. Well, thank you.
sorry, this is a weird question. I didn't catch it. Did Daloon ever introduce himself?
Well, the owner yelled his name, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Whew, all right. I was like, wait a second. Oh, God. You know, conspiracy time.
So where are you from, brother Uncle Daloon?
Frunkle.
Bossing say, then Republic City, then here.
So, city boy traveling with a farm girl.
Mm.
An interesting combination. I spent some time in Bossing say.
Really.
Too many walls, too many secrets for my taste.
Huh. I know what you mean, but in a way they're comforting. I've spent so long there that, well, whenever I'm not surrounded by walls, whenever I can see the horizon, it's kind of unsettling.
Sir, that might be the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, then.
I'm Edward. Nice to meet you.
Wait, what did you say his name was? Tom was laughing raucously.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's good to meet you as well. I am, as you know already, Daloon.
Daloon, would I be out of line if I said that I think you're not being completely honest with me?
About what?
Did you know that a man carries himself differently when he's carrying a secret?
I guess. I mean, my biggest secret is I don't like talking to people.
Well, that's not a secret anymore.
Nope.
Said it out loud. To me.
Yep. I don't know. That's why I like being in the back, cooking.
Well, I can't argue with results. These are some damn fine eggs.
Thank you.
But, if I were to go out on a limb, I'd gotta say that your secret has something to do with the strand of sky bison fur stuck to your clothes.
Hmm? Is there sky bison fur stuck to my clothes?
Looking yourself up and down, he eventually points out what might be a little fleck of maybe white hair.
How can you tell that's sky bison fur? And not like from some old man? Or the hotel room that I slept on the floor of?
Or a bear cat.
As I was just telling your sister niece, I spent some time as an air acolyte. And a regular part of my duties there was brushing down the sky bisons. So, if there's anyone in the world familiar with what it is to be covered in sky bison fur, it's me.
You say covered.
I meant to cast no aspersions on your cleanliness. Just that I know the sight and smell of sky bison intimately.
Okay.
But I have to say, I find it quite unusual that of the very few air acolytes in the world right now, that I should run into two of them at my favorite morning diner.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Guys, I think he's that private investigator.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Daloon, What would you say if I told you that there is no such thing as coincidence?
I'd probably say it's a bunch of bullshit. Coincidences happen.
Coincidences do not happen. Coincidences.
Not everything is planned.
Are events that we just do not have the perspective to understand.
No, not everything is planned.
How would you know?
Wait a second. No. The burden of proof doesn't work that way.
It's ridiculous to think that every single event that coincides with another in some sort of way has been planned by every single party involved, especially those that have never spoken or talked to. Like, have you been in a city?
I have been in many cities, and you misunderstand. I'm not saying that people plan everything. I'm just saying that everything happens for a reason. It might not be a reason that is planned or that we are capable of understanding. But the most important thing in life is that we never stop striving for it.
Ah, so you're saying the spirits set it all up.
Something like that, yes.
For their own spirit games. Or whatnot.
What kind of games are spirit games?
The ones where they meddle with the lives of humans and laugh at them and their misfortune.
Burn the human.
That's what my mom says, anyways.
Sound very fun.
No.
It's a bleak view of the world, my friend.
That's what my mom says, anyways. What? I mean, how else would the spirits regard us? We're just these miserable little mortals, and they're all frolicking all day. Or something.
Let me ask
I don't know.
You a question,
what do spirits do?
Mr. DeLune. How many air acolytes do you think are in Feiyu right now?
Six.
I was gonna say six, actually.
Yes,
it's a good number.
See, that's not a coincidence.
No, not at
that's
all.
That's because there's actually six airbenders in the sky.
Six.
Everything happens for a reason.
5, 3, 42. I don't know.
I would wager that 3 is the correct answer.
Really?
There aren't that many of them, and they tend to travel between big cities and places in need. Definitely not to places where bending is outlawed.
What if the places where bending are outlawed are ones in need?
Do you think Feiyu is a city in need?
It very well could be.
Why is that?
Play his game.
Because reasons.
Because reasons indeed, my friend. So, I also agree that Feiyu is a city in need. And I don't think it's any mere coincidence that brought the only 3 air acolytes in town walking into the same diner on the same morning, sitting around a cup of coffee and a plate of fried eggs.
Well, that's because you were watching us.
Was I?
Yeah, probably.
His eyes were closed. I don't think he was watching us.
No, like, probably watching us the entire time we even came here.
I assure you, until I walked in to get my fried eggs and coffee, I had never seen you before.
Okay.
You should probably call him out on the fact that he's eating fried eggs as an air acolyte.
He said he stopped being one just because he wants to.
I'm just saying that, you know.
Besides, depending on what kind of vegetarian, I don't even know how far it extends. Like, Aaron wise, if it would include eggs or not.
Yeah, eggitarians, I think they're called.
Yeah.
That's not what they're called.
It's called being an octolevo vegetarian. You allow yourself to eat animal by the things that come from animals, but not actually like animals themselves.
I see.
Yeah,
it's
so
like
you
milk.
Can eat like milk and cheese.
Yeah.
Isn't that just the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian?
Yeah, I thought, like, whatever Oscar.
Fish is for like, some reason a category too.
Yeah, because you there's all I was gonna say there's also a separate
fish
category.
Fish can't feel pain, as we all know.
Anyway,
let's moving on.
So I agree with you. Feiyu is a city in need, and I'll tell you why. Because there are people disappearing from its streets.
Oh, that is bad.
Hmm. Why are people disappearing?
Precisely the question that I set out to answer. In fact, I am setting out to answer it right now.
No, it's not us.
I don't think it is, but I think that it has something to do with you.
What?
But we just got here.
I think, knowingly or not, the two of you are going to play a part in my discovery of the sinister hand behind these disappearances.
Jeez, this guy is more heavy-handed than Luke Atme.
He's more heavy-handed than fucking Martin. Okay, that's unsettling, maybe.
I'll tell you the greatest lesson that I ever learned from the spirit world was about the interconnectedness of all things. I may be sitting in a diner, drinking some fine coffee, but at the same time, I am being propelled along an interconnected path towards the solution to this mystery.
What's the spirit world like?
You've never been. You simply must go.
Hmm.
It is a realm shaped by your own thoughts and desires. It requires the utmost mental control, but also emotional freedom.
I've heard it's easy to get lost.
That's quite so. I've only made brief forays myself. However, each one was illuminating beyond words.
I had that new portal open in Republic City. I should have used that chance to go check it out.
Is it pretty?
It's as pretty as you are inside, my young friend.
Aww. Uh-oh. I think it'd be fun to go there. Well, I don't know biology.
Well, why don't you go?
I meditate sometimes, but I've never gone to the spirit world.
Well, as an air acolyte, you are already more in tune to the spirit world than most. I assure you, if you keep up your practice, you will break through.
Okay. I'll keep practicing.
Oh, she like Tenzin and you don't.
Just
feel
click.
Bad for Tenzin, yeah. That sucks.
He stands and lays some Earth Kingdom gold on the counter. We're going to meet again. That is both a promise and a hope. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Uncle Delune, Sister Sekhfa.
Nice to meet you too, Uncle, I don't remember his name.
Edwin. Detective Edwin Drood.
Okay.
Uncle Detective Edwin Drood.
Uncle Brother Detective
Uncle Brother Detective Edwin Drood. Brunkle Detective.
Uncle Stan.
Brunk Detective, there we go.
Yeah, he lays his gold on the counter and walks out.
Gold!
I will finish cleaning the one table I was not able to clean.
I collect the gold and put it in the spot where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
Not anywhere else. Definitely not in my pocket.
He did leave you a tip.
Okay. I will put that in my pocket. Unless we're supposed to, like, tip out. Is that a thing?
For your tips.
Who would you tip out? You did everything. I guess sex.
Correct. You're right. We're communal. Okay, in my pocket that one goes.
Okay. A lot more people start coming in before the morning shift at the factory. The owner actually gets off his ass and starts taking orders for you, so you don't have to interact with many more customers.
Oh, you saw how atrocious that was, so.
I was seen, I was smiled.
Yeah, we got lightly harassed. Thanks, owner.
You also saw how fantastic of a cook you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made food that someone didn't retch.
Yep. Hell yeah.
But the rest of your shift proceeds without any major incident. Assuming the rest of the party does not do something atrocious in that time. Like burn down the city.
I'm sleeping.
I burned down the restaurant.
Ooh, but I should get up with the sun. I get up with the sun.
Okay.
I think the sun's long past.
No, not that up with the sun, but I mean, like, I'm awake early enough before the morning shift.
Okay. Lee is freshly showered and getting dressed.
Mind if I use that?
No, help yourself.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes you end up smelling like a bar. You don't want to go into work like that.
Still, I don't think you ever told me what you do.
I don't yet. But today, I am going to apply for a wonderful job at the Fang Foundry Factory.
Oh, what's your area?
I'm really strong. I figured that maybe they could have somebody do heavy lifting or something like that. Alternatively, if there's a company store, I can work there, or... I don't know. I have no idea. I was thinking about it, and my friend who's also going to apply for a job there today, well, she's a genius. I mean, I'm smart enough in my own right, but I don't know anything about machines. Or what I do know about machines probably won't apply. So I have no idea what I'm going to be able to do there.
Well, we're always looking for laborers, so I'll tell them to keep an eye out for your application.
Well, that's a relief, but... Hey, is this a one-time thing, or... Probably should have gotten that out of the way last night, but I was a little, I was a few in the tank.
Well, why don't you go for your job, see how long you're staying, and we can always talk about it later.
I like that idea. I mean, you know, no sense in getting too attached if it turns out I'm not really going to be here for very long, huh?
Yeah, I suppose not.
Still, it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a kiss on the cheek and then go into the shower.
I have to go. You can show yourself out, right?
Do you have a lock on your door?
Yes, I do.
From the inside?
Yup.
Okay. See you around.
Yeah, he leaves.
Yeah, get cleaned up. Man, what's this place like? It's like a... This guy obviously definitely trusts me enough. Like, he seems to think I'm an okay enough person for to leave me alone in his apartment.
Well, you got his dick wet, too.
So. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he's in a good mood this morning.
Yeah, really good mood. That's good. I was able to bend most of it out, so I'm good.
Okay, his place is...
Birth control.
It's really gross, thank you. His place is nice, but I guess it doesn't have a lot of personal touches. I mean, if you go snooping around, he's got piles of laundry and unwashed dishes.
Yeah,
you get the impression he doesn't spend much time here.
Probably. Well, I mean, given that he's a given that he's the PA for the for something Fang. What was her name? Wei Fang?
Wei Fang.
Wei Fang. Fang.
And he's Li Hung?
Yes.
Li Hung.
So was he Hong?
Hong.
Was he?
H-O-N-G or?
Well, not anymore. I made it a little bit smaller.
H-U-A-N-G.
Hong, okay.
Hong. Yeah, it's Hong. I just wanted to make a dick joke.
Dick joke.
But yeah.
Classic here.
I know, right? The classic Avatar dick joke.
Hey, we come on. I bend alcohol.
Yes, you do.
But say, I'm gonna get cleaned up. Gonna head towards the factory, cracking my knuckles, getting out, wondering what the hell I'm gonna do for breakfast. And then I remember that I went shopping yesterday for outfits for a waitress who can get me free food.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't actually know which one they work at though.
It's just gonna peek into each shop on your way.
I'm gonna head towards the factory, but I don't think that his apartment towards the factory is going to lead me in your direction. I'm hungry.
I did choose, like, the closest one to the factory.
Yeah. I mean, if serendipity allows it, like, plot convenience, but I'm probably going to wonder, like, where I'm going to be getting some food. Maybe there's, like, apples and stuff at stalls. I just don't really have a lot of money is the problem. Might have enough to have a shitty breakfast, but I mean, like, I'm basically out after yesterday.
Well, are you going to look for their diner, or are you just going to look for the first source of food that you can afford?
I'm going to look for their diner. Like, I'm going to keep peeking into places to see if I can see Sekvar running around. I mean, there can't be that many on the way to the factory. Worst comes to worst, I grab lunch.
Yeah, you find their diner. It is, I mean, it's the breakfast rush before the morning shift at this point. You do see Sekvar out front wiping down tables and being adorable towards workers. And she's getting some credit tips.
I will put them in my apron pocket.
Okay.
Like, are they coins? I'm just trying to, like, envision what credits would look like.
I'm assuming paper.
Yes, they are paper credits.
Huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming they're basically the cheapest thing possible.
They're bigger than bills as we imagine them. They're just bigger rectangles.
Right. Mm. The idea of a credit originally came from like bills of credit. So like you would have, you know, a certain amount of money or a certain worth assigned to the credit, and it would be written literally on the slip of paper, and eventually it just ended up they made mass produced credit bills, and that was what turned to paper money. So paper money is representative of purchasing power.
Mm-hmm.
Interstore stuck. And that's your history lesson on fiat currency, kids.
I'm so glad that happened.
I'm going to slip into the restaurant and let's see. Which one of the tables does it look like? I don't think I can pull Sekva aside. But maybe I can try and sit at a table and beckon her to come over.
Yeah, within a few minutes, a spot opens up, and you claim it as Sekva is going over to clean it.
Oh! Selma, hi!
Hey! How's the job?
Just cleaning.
Well, okay. So I don't have a ton of money. And I did help you get those outfits yesterday, especially the one that you're wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could spot me for breakfast?
Let's see. I will dig in the pocket where I've just been sticking tips. I don't know. How much is this? I will bring out the wad of whatever's.
More than I need. less than I want.
Okay.
I'm gonna quickly scan the bills for values, like which one of them seems like it's a some sort of.
They have like numerical 1.5 credit values, but she got a lot of them because she is very adorable and chatty. Mm. And people love chatty children for some reason that I will never understand.
Yeah,
I would only give her money to get her away. But that's
yeah, it's a level. It's the precociousness. Give me 4 of these, and I point to the the 1 credit ones. Maybe I can be able to afford a light breakfast with that.
I will pull them aside, stick the rest back in my pocket. Should I let Loon know you're here?
I'm busy cooking.
He seems a little busy. But are you enjoying your work?
It's work.
Okay.
Work is work.
Have you learned anything new?
Well, the people are nice.
That's good. The people do seem really nice. They don't seem to have anything against benders, just bending, apparently.
Okay.
I shrug
back.
So, can I have some?
Some...
Are those credits?
Hmm?
Better hurry, because you don't want to get back to work or anything like that. I just was wondering if I could borrow some money for breakfast. Oh,
I thought I already allocated the things that you told me to allocate you.
Yeah. Well, I kind of need to, you know, pay with it.
Wait, are they not on the... I'm confused. Are they not on
I think Tom had a stroke.
No, I thought that... you said you set them aside. I thought you just, like, took them away and then shoved them in her pocket. And I was like, well, that's great, but...
No, she set them aside and gave them to you.
From the pile, I separated the ones you pointed out, put the rest of it that it's not the ones you pointed out back into my pocket.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you had actually had a stroke. Yeah, I had a stroke, and I thought that you had, like, separated them and put them both in your pocket, and was like, I'll pay later for you. And I'm like, well, it doesn't work that way.
No?
Yes.
You told me to give you things. I gave you things.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver. I guess I'll try and order breakfast with this. Let me see if I can what I can afford. How much does 4 credits get me?
Breakfast for 2.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll make a mental note to pay back SecFi later.
I will skip along and
easily get yourself a big breakfast.
Nice. These credits are weird, though. Huh.
Is the menu on the wall, or are there actual physical menus that I bring out to people? Or
it's up on the wall.
Okay. I'll skip along then.
Oh. Huh. I didn't catch that. Oh well. Yeah. So I'll get myself a breakfast and then as soon as I'm done, I'm going to give SecFi the money back that I didn't need. Yeah, it turns out I asked you for a little too much.
Okay. I'll put it into the pocket.
I'm going to pat her on the head and say, I hope you have fun. I'm going to go get a job, too.
Okay. Have fun.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I give her the thumbs up, and then I'm going to kind of just saunter out.
I will smile and wave back.
Huh. People are really nice. She's got a job. The loon seems busy, which is good-ish. Factory! Where the hell is Zahar?
Where the hell is Zahar?
I will eat some food I pack to myself and head to the factory, like offices or wherever, where I'd get an application and or talk to someone about a job.
Sure, I mean, they have a guy at a desk that specifically just sign that says employment.
Okay, I head to him. Good day.
Ma'am. What can I do for you?
I was hoping I could get some sort of job at the factory.
Any skills?
Yes, I've always been a bit of a tinkerer. I have worked at Future Industries. I helped create some of the advancements in tech there. I will give him my resume.
He reads it. He looks incredulous.
Uh-huh.
He goes through his filing cabinet, takes out some, like, mimeographed sheets, like circuit diagrams and simple mechanical designs. And he slides them over to you. Please complete these documents as quickly as you can. Flips over an hourglass.
I complete it very quickly.
Yeah, and it's like, how would you repair this? Fill in this blank.
Yeah, I fill it out way before the hour timer.
Yeah, I mean, you burn through it.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah?
Hold on a second. Gets on his intercom. Mr. Huang, we have a design candidate here. Uh-huh, and you gave her the tests? Yes, sir. About 6 minutes. Send her up.
Nice.
Right this way, miss.
Thank you.
He walks you through the factory floor. I mean, you can see it breaks off into giant buildings. Like, there's a sign, you know, to the foundry section, to manufacturing, to design. I would like for you to roll me all of the energy in your pool, which should be 10.
Okay.
Since you just went to sleep. And this is what I am trying as a reflective, a reflexive kind of perception.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
let me stop hiccuping.
So what number is a success in this? Or eight?
It's 8 and above. Just roll and tell me how many you get.
So does this expend her energy, or is it just a, no. Like, you're, the more energy you have, the better you are at spotting?
Well, I did 5 of them somehow.
Yeah, it's the more energy you have, the better your chances. Because I figure, like, if you're all worn down, you're probably not going to be as alert.
I got 5.
Huh, that's actually really cool. I like that idea.
Okay. You are walking by the factory floor and you see out of the corner of your eye, you catch a laborer hauling a box. And you recognize him instantly. And as you recognize him, he is looking at you and recognizing you.
Uh-oh.
And it is Takani.
Takani? Oh, is that guy that I talked to?
No. Not the, you're talking about the Equalist dude?
Yeah.
No, it is not him. Takani is your relationship.
Oh, okay.
That guy.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, shit. I don't say this. I just look away.
Yeah, as you keep, like, he has a shock of recognition followed by a scowl as you turn away.
I have a sort of, oh shit, look on my face for a moment and then look away.
Yeah. The guy walking with you doesn't seem to notice any of this. he takes you up an elevator, which is rare.
I look at it. Just...
Yes. Especially since this building is maybe 3 stories. But it's like, yeah, you get in, he closes the gate, and he pulls the up lever. Like... And he can control the speed with
it. Fascinating. They only have a crank one at Future Industries.
You just go, ding. He opens up the cage and you see basically a big reception area. It is much more well-appointed and nice than anything downstairs. Everything downstairs was kind of grimy and beat up, but still made to function. This is fashionable. Oh, Kevin is telling me that I should recap Zahar's relationship. I did not do that intentionally, because I don't want to reveal stuff about the relationship.
No, I was talking
about...
No,
he was
about,
referring to perception tests in the chat.
Perception tests.
Because he was away from his desk at the time.
So when that comes up again...
Oh. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
Break my flow here.
So nice Alice answered, yeah.
Yes, there is a receptionist at a desk. Standing nearby is the man who you assume is Mr. Huang. He approaches you. Miss Fang would like to interview you personally.
Okay, thank you.
He opens the door and gestures you inside.
I step inside.
Confidently.
Hey, this stuff is my jam, okay?
There is a woman inside in like a kimono-style dress, maybe mid-50s, with her hair up in buns with the little sticks going through. She's got some streaks of gray. You know that the Earth Kingdom fashion is to definitely dye away any of that, but she does not seem to give a shit.
As her right as a woman.
Huang shuts the door behind you. She stands up and kind of skulks over to you like a wild cat. It's just a very delicate and graceful walk, but with purpose. Mm-hmm. Please have a seat.
Thank you. I have a seat.
She rolls out a blank piece of paper in front of you, like an extra oversized, like a drawing board piece of paper.
I am familiar.
Show me something interesting.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Impress me.
Okay. I will draw out some sort of new style of car engines that I've been tinkering with.
No, Sato cycle engine.
Whatever.
How to soup up your Sato cycle.
No.
Makes sense.
No, I'm hoping to someday make myself a nice car.
But Sato cycles are so much cooler.
I could make it a nice, sleek sports Sato.
And she is kind of pacing around you as you work, every once in a while looking over your shoulder.
I'm in the zone, I don't even notice her.
When you finish, she sort of pulls it over with one finger and looks at it. Well, you definitely worked with Roshi.
Yes.
You seem to have picked up a bit of his style. Though you've certainly got some promise of your own. How closely did you work with Hiroshi exactly?
He gave me some ideas and I helped turn them into a reality.
And what about politically?
I may have gotten mixed up into something that a little regrettable, and I am hoping to make a fresh start elsewhere.
So you're not planning on abducting any benders?
I wasn't planning on it.
I like the idea that that's like, I wasn't planning on it, but, you know.
I mean, what happens, happens.
I mean, sometimes you have a little too much to drink, and then all of a sudden you have a bunch of benders somewhere.
Yeah, tied up in your basement, you're like, I have no idea how these got here.
She kind of sashays her way over to you, is standing behind your chair, and starts to just kind of caress your arm and shoulder a little bit.
Okay.
So what are you looking for exactly?
Like I said, just a fresh start where people don't really know much of my past.
I was talking more figures, perks.
Well, I suppose I don't really know what's usually offered here in this city.
I suppose you don't. There's no city quite like it. We're very free here. And she is still kind of stroking you.
I'm a little uneasy about this.
Hey. Bad touch, bad touch, bad touch, bad touch.
Good touch.
Bad touch.
Good touch. Touch, touch, touch.
I have an elite R&D team. Their entire job is to dream up the future of this company and this city.
Okay.
Is that something that interests you?
That really does sound fascinating.
$25 credits a day, and we will set you up with your own apartment.
That sounds lovely.
When can you start?
Anytime you need me to.
We'll have your office set up this afternoon.
All right.
Zahar, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Wang. She says,
bad touch.
Pack-a-day voice.
I don't swing that way.
I think this Zahar, is the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
I'm not into cougars.
Relationship. Wink. And she says wink, too. She actually says it.
Wink, wink.
Yes, I belong here. I just have a very deep voice.
I had an operation.
Wanna get my hands on that ass.
I'm sorry, Nick. Unfortunately, now I feel like she's got that six-pack-a-day voice.
Okay.
Why, that's a lovely Adam's apple you have.
So I should definitely just lean into Dr. Mrs. the Monarch.
I mean,
yes, I'm here. I've just got a deep voice.
Winston. That voice is hard to do.
Well, not for,
Doc
Hammer. What's his name? Doc Hammer.
The dude who does the voice?
Yes. Yeah.
I do appreciate that Dr. Mrs. the Monarch is probably the most competent character in the show.
Yeah.
She is.
Well, maybe second most.
I mean, there is Jonah.
No. There's one more.
Who's that?
Are you talking Dr. about Henry Dr. Killinger? Killinger? Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen... Wait, does he come back in the fifth season?
He comes back in the Christmas special. That you should watch.
Okay, I'll look into it. I mean, I've only seen the first four
seasons. And also the fifth season. Yeah. Kind of disappointing, though, the fifth season. Or am I thinking of the fourth season? No, fifth.
No, the fifth season was completely unmemorable. I had literally forgotten about it until I checked up on
I can't even remember if I watched the fifth season.
Who knows?
That
show's been five seasons and it's been on for 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I just realized I probably
the
can't
Christmas special was really good.
I probably can't bring a jug of booze into work.
No.
So I should probably pack that back at the hotel.
come back this afternoon. We'll have the papers ready, the office ready. We should have your apartment ready.
All right.
I'll throw in a signing bonus to get you started in the city. And if you should need anything else, just come talk to me.
You guys missed the creepy look Nick had.
You guys miss all the facial expressions and gestures and yo-yo.
He's not talking to us. He's talking to the listeners.
Well,
some too.
Both.
Mm.
Yeah.
I should just start like a recording of just you during the game.
Just like, yeah, we upload a face cam to watch alongside it.
Wait, but wouldn't Nick have to hold it since he paces during the game?
Yeah, you'd need a cameraman, because I'm all
over. You don't need a cameraman, you need a fucking GoPro pointed directly at Nick's face.
Okay. Or maybe I should just put it in the corner above the door. And where it's like full room coverage.
So do you do it with a headset, or do you do it with a, do you have a boom mic, Nick? I forgot.
I've got a wireless headset.
Oh, okay.
And your corner camera would only work as long as I don't leave the room. Which,
oh, you do so
that,
sometimes.
That has happened.
Maybe I should have it over by the window so it gets the hall.
We need a full Big Brother set up in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just have a live view of everything that we do every day for the listeners.
Okay.
Someone
will watch that.
Yeah, probably.
Touch themselves.
Depends on what we're doing.
Hmm.
Shout out like to baking.
Okay.
So I will, you know, thank her, shake her hand, step out.
Shudder.
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Huang is waiting. So how did it go?
I'm expected to be back in the afternoon.
Good. Yes, I had a feeling that Miss Fang would take a shine to you.
And why is that?
You seem like the type of person she likes to hire.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's not up to me.
But, I suppose not.
But you're welcome.
I suppose I will see you around.
I'll show you out.
Okay.
He takes you to the elevator. You go, brr. I suppose at this point, Soma is coming in.
Yes. I have also made a point, I'd like to make a point to have left my jug back at the hotel, because,
really? You're not taking it to a job interview?
Yeah, that might be
job
a... Job
interviews
I mean,
think highly of people bringing their own booze.
Yes, all job interviews are BYOB.
Well, aren't they? They don't seem to have any there.
Yes, never once been supplied, so...
I'm going to nervously walk up to the employment, the big desk that says employment, and say, hi, I'm Soma, and I was looking for a laborer position.
Uh-huh. Are you juggling and... the microphone?
Yeah, no, I had, something off. Fucked up is, yeah, something fucked up is happening with my, mic stand, I'm repairing it. There we go. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh. Can you read and write?
What? Yes!
Prove it.
You a bender?
Registered?
Uh-huh. We hire by the day. And go talk to the foreman. I'll take you over there. What's your name?
Soma?
He stands and starts walking.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I'm just going to bow to him.
Mm-hmm. Bowing, that's so old-fashioned.
It is.
Yeah, well, finishing school.
My mom was a governess.
Well, so my mom was a corpse, so there.
Oh. Oh. Hey, how many of you guys have your parents still alive? We gotta check.
I do.
I do.
Not okay, it.
Good.
Wait, in real life?
Oh, in real life, I have both my parents still alive.
Oh, I'm missing one.
Oh my.
This seems like a grim and unnecessary discussion to be having.
No, I just was trying to make a point about characters being orphans in RPGs.
We
one out of four is not bad for an adventuring group.
Also, can you really be an orphan at like 27?
I mean,
Well, I mean, it depends on when you lost your parents. Like,
I guess
I lost.
Certainly, you.
My character lost her mother very young, and then her dad probably when she was like 15, 16.
I mean, I'm not saying it's reasonable. I'm saying that most 18-year-old adventuring party members are orphans.
We're orphans. They're 18. They're adults now.
Well, orphans, I mean, sure. It was mostly a shout out to our D&D campaign that apparently only I remember because a lot of our characters had no parents for some reason, despite being very.
They were simply never mentioned.
No, like we explicitly stated that they were just never. They were very.
My character was because that gave me an excuse to put her in the temple.
My character because it gave me.
I mean,
an
they're
excuse
probably
to be,
still
alive.
But she was abandoned.
I didn't play in this game.
And also, you are literally the only person to remember that D&D game. I listened to a one-shot we did that I have no memory of.
Minds of Madness!
No, not that one. We did a different one.
The one where Natasha was the cleric, and Kevin
fucked
us all.
The one where I became, I was a ranger, and then Cobalt
How did
happened.
I fuck us all?
You fucked us all with fucking Fog Cloud.
No, that wasn't the one-shot. That was the campaign.
You used Fog Cloud.
I swear to God, I drank a Cosby special before running that, because I had...
You're welcome. I always leave one when I go to work.
Like, I just found it in my files, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
I became Queen of the Kobolds?
Yes, it is that one. I know, because I listened to a bunch of it.
Oh, I did use Fog Cloud that time, yeah. That was great.
Yes.
Yeah, and it worked really well.
The party with Fog Cloud is not.
I did not fuck over the party.
That sounds like something Kevin would do.
The party was great. Yeah, and the safest spot during that battle was the fucking spike trap.
It's true. All right, so I guess I'm getting dragged over to the foreman. This isn't going to be very easy for me. I am physically not in bad shape. I'm actually very strong. Just, you know, never done manual labor in my life.
There is a, exactly what you would expect. A big, burly foreman with a manly mustache. You know, bossing around crowds of people to load crates or crack levers.
Now I'm thinking he's that guy from Full Metal Alchemist. I can't remember. He's like blonde and big and burly.
Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Yes. I have not watched that in
years. This big and burly ordering technique has been passed down to the Armstrong family for generations. Don't watch the original, watch Brotherhood.
That's what
I mean, if you want to watch both, watch the original then Brotherhood, but if you want to watch this Brotherhood.
I've watched all of Brotherhood, but that was like a year or two ago. Yeah,
Brotherhood is fantastic.
I've only watched the original.
Surprise Nazis.
Which was great for, what, 51 and a half episodes?
Yeah. You might actually really love Brotherhood. I would definitely recommend
my
it.
My wife keeps telling me that, but I don't listen to her.
Well, to be fair, you also didn't think Why the Last Man was that good until I, even though that was something I was egging you to read. On Dave's behalf.
That was
weird. We don't talk about him anymore.
We can't?
No.
He's not dead.
Yeah. No. I'm pretty JonTron.
No.
Okay. Anyway. Yes, you are brought over to this big, burly foreman who looks you over, and he gives you a little poke, like the pushback poke. If we had a camera, it would have caught me poking my monitor.
Yeah, he was totally poking his monitor, and there's like a little mark for a second.
Oh, okay. Oh, like that, yeah.
Yes, just like what Kevin did. For all you listeners there, wondering what it was.
I'm going to cock my head to the side. And
you shouldn't do
like,
that. It can damage me.
Hi, I'm Soma. I understand you guys hire by the day, and I was looking to do some work for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 credits a day. You do a good job across a number of days, we might hire you full time. It's 5 credits a day, guaranteed work.
How much is a credit? Oh, that's actually really good.
Hmm. Yeah, we're very generous. You follow orders?
I know how to follow orders. I'm going to salute and just be like, Father was a colonel in the military.
Uh-huh. My dad was an ostrich horse, for all the relevance it has to this conversation.
Well, it just means that I learned how to follow orders, sir.
It's good. He makes a crank motion with his arms. You know how to do that?
Yes. And I'm going to mimic him.
Good. Now go Perfect. Do that with that crank in your hand.
Any points to it?
Yeah.
Do work.
You missed the pointing.
Yes, there was a point.
Okay. I was just suddenly imagining a crank poof in someone's hand, and I was confused.
All right. I am going to work my butt off.
That's going to be exhausting.
It's probably going to be kind of exhausting, yeah. But yeah, I mean,
there's a crank attached to a big machine. It's got a little meter that it's like, you're cranking too slow, you're cranking too fast, and you want to just keep it right in the middle?
You want to keep it in the green zone.
Okay.
Not the yellow or the red.
Am I wearing gloves? I think I'm wearing... I bought some work clothes yesterday alongside the outfits for...
Okay,
for,
yeah.
You for, put on some Sekfa. Gloves. And now it's going to be the very amusing display of this waif-like dancer girl just kind of steadily cranking a crank. I have lots of endurance.
Yeah. And that's what you do for the next 8 hours.
Well, that's what I do. What Shoku does, on the other hand...
Just tell me what your mouse pig does.
Squeals.
Squeals because it keeps on getting pinched with the cranking.
So when the,
falls into the machine and dies.
I'm going to left a lot. When the lunch bell, so does the lunch bell ever ring? Is there a lunch bell?
Yes, there's a lunch bell.
So when the lunch horn or whatever it is rings, I'm going to open up my, I'm going to open up my coat and release Shoku. And it's frankly a wonder that Li Hong didn't notice that I had a pig rat in my clothes last night.
Well, maybe he slipped away.
I mean,
he was really drunk.
Yeah, he was pretty damn drunk. I remember that. I didn't want to insult him, but we kind of stopped halfway through, and I was just like, he seems tired. But he's cute when he sleeps. But anyway, so, I'm going to release Shoku and be like, hey, I need you to see if you can find anything under the, what do you call it, under the factory floor. We're looking for a place where a bunch of those big scary mecha tanks are made. Okay?
Does he have, like, the cunning?
Cunning? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because this could go very differently. As he just runs directly into a conveyor belt.
You're not cranking fast enough.
He's actually very clever. He's cute and clever. No, I made it so that he has, let me see if I can, show the, fuck. Oh my God. No, last modified. There we go. God, I hate the new Google Drive layout. So I have a companion animal. He's Shoku the Pigmouse. He's cunning. He's dexterous. He's nimble. He's small. Indeed. He is perfect for working small objects and getting into tiny places.
Is that a rabbit?
Yes.
What?
Joji is laughing at a rabbit who apparently loves strawberries, which then made it look like it's wearing lipstick.
Yeah, well, in Dubai, there was a huge fire in a skyscraper called The Torch.
it's a cute little bunny.
Okay, so you are directing your pig mouse to look for signs of mechatex.
I want to see if there's an underground chamber where they assemble mechatanks, because that's really the only thing I know is that mechatanks are coming from this city, and I'm working in a factory right now, and this is frankly the only place where it could have happened. That I know of.
What about all the underground bunkers?
Yeah, I was going to say, there could be a billion underground bunkers or some crazy shit like that. I really want to try and find it. I'm going to be like, find me one of those insignias, okay?
That insignia is on literally everything.
Yeah.
Fuck!
It is the fucking logo of this factory.
All right, and the city.
Yes.
What could I bring back from a mecha tank that there's mecha tanks down there? Maybe a bit of the rubber treads that they use in order to align their wheels. Huh. Or the cables that they fire out of their hand thingies.
Or the gum that they use to hold them together.
Yeah, seriously.
That was just plastic explosive. Just sealed all the plates together.
They chewed on it first, though, to make it look like bubblegum.
Alright, so... Actually, guys, I'm out of ideas here. What do you think something small like Shoku could bring back that's a component from a mecha tank, if there are any?
Like, how small is he, she, it?
It's a he, and he's about the size of a rat.
As big as Felix?
He's about the size of Felix, yeah.
So, I doubt that he could bring back a big enough identifying piece of a mecha tank, but I think maybe if you drew him a picture of a mecha tank and it's like, go find this.
He could then lead you to that later.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. All right then. I guess I'll do that. I'll just tell him, I'll go with the original plan. Yeah. If you find any of those big scary mecha tanks, come back and let me know. Yeah. Look for this boy. And I'm going to like draw a picture of a mecha tank. With like the arms with the claws and the treads, and I'm gonna draw like an angry face on it.
Well, he doesn't find any with angry faces. So.
Well, no, he doesn't find any with angry faces. But
all right, make me a normal check. So difficulty one check for him to sneak around.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. So, I got a good night's sleep, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put 5 energy into it, so I believe I'll get a replenishment roll if I make it.
Yes.
1 success.
Okay.
5, 5, 8, 5, and 5.
Yeah, he goes running off. And you proceed to take your lunch break.
I'll get a lunch break. With all that lunch that I have. I probably should have thought about taking Sekfa's food for lunch, but I guess I didn't think that far ahead. So
there is a cafeteria. You can buy some food.
But I don't have any money.
No, you don't.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. And my replenishment roll only gave me 4, so I'm at 9 energy.
I'm going to be rolling in it.
You're going to be rolling in food or money? I don't
know.
Yeah.
And we airbenders might have a comfortable amount, perhaps.
And you're going to be rolling in Wei Fang's bed.
I think that's one of the unfortunate jobs you're going to have to do.
Sugar daddy.
No, sugar mama.
Yeah, it's a sugar mama. She's still a sugar baby. It's just that, So are male sugar babies called sugar buddies?
No.
Babies can be male.
I mean, I know that. Yeah. But, like, I figured that since there's
Thank you for pointing that out, Nick.
Well, no, the reasoning that I was using here was that, I mean, there is a male sugar, there is a female sugar daddy, and it's a sugar mama. So I was wondering if there was a separate, separate designation for male sugar babies.
Yeah, that's because we have gender distinctions for different types of parentage. But
right.
Baby is a gender-neutral term. Granted, the infantilization of adults typically only happens to women. But you could still have a male sugar baby.
I mean, I was just wondering if there was a gendered term.
Taken care of by an older woman kind of suggests that they have been infantized.
I believe the preferred nomenclature would be boy toy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy toy, that's right.
They're still called sugar babies.
No, I'm going with boy toy.
Okay.
It rhymes. Sugar baby doesn't rhyme.
Okay.
Rhyming is correct.
Yes,
you know,
rhyming makes
better
things
than rhyming
correct,
is rhyming
the time that's actually used.
Well, if it rhymes and alliterates too hard, it's just the same word.
That's
it begins and ends the same.
No, not necessarily.
It's going to have a very distinctive points. Middle.
Yeah, like fire truck and fuck.
Yes,
that works.
That does work.
Okay. Towards the end of your lunch break, where you just sit there awkwardly.
Yep.
Because you don't know anyone and have no food.
Couldn't go across the street.
Your pig rat comes back chittering excitedly.
Can I answer that?
Okay. Get in here. Come on, get in.
He jumps up into your clothes.
That's what he did.
I'm going to kind of reach in and just kind of scratch him behind his ears. Good boy. Wow. Oh my god, I love this thing. Okay, not too much. I have to work. Don't worry. We're going to tell everybody all about it, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
really?
He nestles up into your clothes.
Weird. Wonder where he shits.
In your bra.
Oh, no! I told him to stop doing
that. He's probably smart enough to get out and then go.
This is padding?
Yeah, he's increasing your cup size.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you got that one night stand earlier.
Of course. Then you took out your shit covered tits.
Apparently he was into it though.
He was drunk. No. Pretty sure my pig rat doesn't shit all over my tits.
But can you be sure?
Keep relatively well washed.
Okay. So are you going back to work?
Yes, I'm gonna complete a day because it's occurred to me that I don't know if Zahar got a job here, but if she did, she's probably not gonna share any of her money with me.
Also, you don't get paid if you leave right now, so.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a by the day kind of thing. Huh.
So, yeah, you worked out the rest of your day, and you get your 4 credits at the end of the day. And your arms hurt like hell. In fact, I'm going to say it depletes 7 energy.
Ooh, that's
Jeez. Wow.
You are not used to this.
That's what makes me think of when I first started baking. Good God,
like,
my arms.
It works a little muscle in your shoulder that you didn't know existed before, but now it burns.
Also, from baking, I've learned how amazingly weak forearms are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to stagger across the street afterwards and see if I can't get into
Let's see if I can't go to the restaurant where maybe Daloon and Sekhvah are still working, though probably not.
They're probably wrapping up their shift right now. The next crew is coming on. So yeah, Daloon, you're washing up to leave. You get Sekhvah, start heading out, and then you notice Soma sitting at a booth groaning.
Are you okay?
What are you groaning about?
You know, somehow I thought turning a crank all day would be really fun. And then I realized I was lying to myself.
Man, you really should have just gone for a job on her elite thinking force.
I didn't know about that elite thinking force because...
Oh, I'm not there.
Oh, yeah, I know. We went to get jobs separately.
Also, why would you be on it?
You would not be able to complete that test in 6 minutes or less.
I wouldn't be able to complete the test, but the... I worked an honest day's work in a factory.
Okay, I worked an honest day's work in a restaurant.
Also,
I'm not exhausted at all.
Yes, well, I got an in with the personal assistant to the fan, to the...
I think he got an in with you.
Yeah, he got an in with me, but I got an in with the personal assistant to the owner of the Fang Industries, and also, High Pig Rat seems extremely happy about having found something underneath the factory.
That's
good. I didn't have lunch today. And you're probably a better cook than whoever's coming in. So if I were to give you the credits that I made today, would you cook food for me?
Sure.
I will give you 2 credits, because I still need to have breakfast tomorrow. Please cook me some dinner.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm very grumpy right now, and it's occurred to me that I don't know how we're going to continue paying for the hotel like this. I really hope Sahara got a job.
Who knows? You guys have not seen her.
Has she come in at all today? Did she tell you what happened? Anything?
No.
No, haven't seen her.
So where were you last night?
She wasn't in the room last night?
No, I went out. I already told you, I got an in with the personal assistant to the leader of the Fang Company.
I see.
Well, I got an in with the leader of the Fang Company.
Is this a plot convenient Zahar kind of just like walking in and slapping her dick on the table?
No. I can walk in like before I head to the factory.
Yeah. Well, that would be about now, so.
Okay. I will saunter in.
And plants her dick on the table.
Look at how massive my dick is! Touch it!
Nice dick.
Hello?
Guess I'll touch it.
Zahar, hi! Where'd you go?
I got a job at the factory. Which, they're giving me an apartment and a big bonus and $25 a day.
Credits.
Yeah, whatever.
How? Well, no.
Also, I think the leader of the company was hitting on me.
Wait, why did she hit you?
Daggers in my eye. My eyes are daggers right now.
Huh.
There was a lot of touching in my interview.
Why did she hit you?
So find out when you're old.
No, no, it's not a hitting thing. It's a... more of a gentle caress.
No. It's hitting on. It's a term to suggest that the leader of the company... And I'm going to kind of make a face at Zahar, and I'm just going to be like, really likes her.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I tried to keep it professional. It kind of creeped me out.
Is she our age?
No. She's going gray.
In the Earth Kingdom? Really?
It's her right as a woman to not have to make herself pretty.
Well, I had fun last night, but I guess I'm going to just have to tell Lee it's not going to really work out.
If you want. I don't care what you do.
Well, you've already done my job for me. But if Choku found something... Man, if I didn't feel like crap, I would probably sneak into the factory.
Okay, so, I'd like to have some lunch before I head to work.
What, are you going to be working there all night?
Oh, well, start in the afternoon. I have a feeling it's more of a make-my-own-hours kind of job.
Hmm.
I have an office. I'm assuming Soma's jealous.
I am, in fact, I was going to say, I am, in fact, kind of like, you know, I found out all this stuff today, and then all of a sudden you just kind of come in and completely steal her thunder, so she's just, like, pouting right now.
I got harassed by some detective.
A detective?
Yeah, some detective Drewer, was it?
So was he one of the police force, or the private one that's investigating the disappearances?
I think the private one. He did talk about that their disappearances.
Interesting. So what did he talk to you about?
He said a lot of weird things.
He wasn't very weird. He was very nice.
Sure, yeah.
Did he mention where he could be found?
Did he?
Nope.
No.
I assume he comes here often. Because didn't he say this was, like, his favorite place to eat?
Yes. I mean, okay, yes. I presume he's here every day.
Okay.
Maybe my talents would be better suited working with him?
What exactly are your talents?
Well, I was going to show them to you last night, but for whatever reason, you just wanted to go and
the subtlety of a brick?
I mean, my ability to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you rely on your bending.
Tell you what. You take off your darn glove, and I'll... Well, I mean, I'll get arrested if I bend so much as a drop of water in here, and then we'll see who can do this. You want to take this outside?
You are clearly exhausted.
I'm extremely tired.
It would not be a fair fight. Also, I have to get to work soon.
Yeah, well, have fun with that. Go and find out things. By the way, there's something...
Well, I'll be on her, like, elite force...
Okay,
apparently,
well,
so...
Because you're on her elite force, and I use air quotes, I suppose you're going to find out about this soon enough. Maybe you should start looking for the crazy underground chamber beneath the factory. Because apparently there is one! So there, give
Most
me something to do on your first day at work.
Something underground.
Yeah, but this one's got mecha tanks.
Did you see them?
No, but Choku did.
Also, the fact that they have mecha tanks that do things in the city.
I'm going to start switching Choku because he's cute.
Have you ever considered that maybe you could go down there, investigate them, see if they're wired to explode, something like that? We know it's there. I'm sorry.
First,
I'm just really cranky right now, okay?
You're always really cranky.
No, I'm always really happy about practically everything.
except for cranking things using muscles I didn't even know existed. Thought I had trained all of those.
Okay. Cranking and apparently waterbending use different muscles.
What about drinking and dancing?
Apparently different muscles. Also, I don't think you do the one motion for hours long when you're dancing, or else it'd be a pretty boring dance.
I just wanted to do... You ever jitterbugged?
Jitterbug.
No. It's like...
God damn it, I have that song stuck in my head now.
You ever tap danced?
Nope.
You ever seen a man, grown man, naked?
Yeah. You're like
Gladiator movies?
What are you guys talking about now?
Airplane.
I don't know.
We're in and out of character referencing Airplane. It's like, you like Gladiator movers?
No.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes.
Okay, stop. Continue with things that are not references to the movie Airplane, or I will develop a drinking problem.
Right. I can give you a hint. Use your mouth. Alright, so I will eat a lunch and then head off to my job, saying my goodbyes to my companions.
I'm gonna wave you out. I'm just kind of eat my, like, kind of sort of nudge my breakfast and sort of like. It's a harp.
So hard, so much better at mechanical stuff than me.
I think she's better at mechanical stuff than me just because she is.
Just because she's a genius doesn't mean she's better than me.
Well, I'll give you this. You're a way better waterbender than I am. Although I can do some pretty fancy splashes, so.
Ooh. So take off your little goddamn little shot glove and throw a better punch.
So apparently we're eventually going to have Zahar beat the shit out of Soma. Okay, so I go to...
Maybe? I don't actually know.
My, well, I have martial arts.
I also have martial arts.
Like actual martial arts, or ones that are dependent on bending?
Ones that are not dependent on bending.
Okay.
My drunken form doesn't actually stipulate that I need to be bending to do it.
No, you can do that when you're not bending. Although, yeah. Presumably, I would assume you take a penalty to your fighting when you're not fighting bending, because that is your primary style.
But I mean, at the same time, I guess, like, I always imagined it that benders are able to fight, and they just get bonuses when they're in the presence of their element. Or are the waterbenders?
They get the bonus because they're using that in their fighting.
Yeah, but waterbenders don't get any bonus unless there's a shitload of water around them.
But they do get a penalty when there's no water around them.
Do they get the? I didn't catch that. Do they get the penalty? So I guess I would probably operate with the penalty and my drunken ability, my drunken form, canceling each other out.
Yeah. Yeah, all this shit's getting rewritten anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so I head to the factory in the afternoon, like it was specified.
Yeah, you were shown back up to the office. Li Huang is waiting there. Zahar, welcome back.
Thank you.
So we've got all the paperwork drawn up. I'm afraid Miss Fang is busy with another meeting right now.
That's fine.
So, I just need you to sign this contract, and we can get you underway.
I will read the contract.
So, it stipulates the conditions listed. You are given 250 credits as a signing bonus.
No.
25 credits a day worked. You can set your own hours. Additionally, you are paid a bonus for designs that go into development. You are provided with your own apartment, your own office. However, it does specify that all your designs created for the company become property of Fang Foundries.
Okay.
So you are signing over ownership of any designs you make.
Okay, so I won't give them my best designs. Is there any issue with bringing things home and tinkering with them?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Obviously, we have more tools available to you here.
Oh, I have a lot of tools. I just sort of slapped my side bag.
I see.
I will sign the contract.
Okay. He produces a key ring. It's like, well, why don't we show you to your office?
Sounds lovely.
He takes you in. It is on this floor. There seem to be a few other offices like it. There's a common room with like a big meeting table in the middle, and then offices along the walls. There's pretty much nothing in your office right now except for an intercom on the desk and like a drafting board.
Is there like a supply room with papers and writing utensils and all that?
Yes, that closet down at the end.
Alright.
Feel free to help yourself. Decorate your office however you see fit.
Okay.
Do you know where Fang Tower is?
Is it that large building?
Yes.
The tower?
It is.
Okay, that sounds easy to find.
Well, you're going to be living there.
Okay.
Yes. Room 505.
Is there a key for that room, or is that this?
That's that one.
Okay.
So, I imagine you have a lot of settling in to do. Oh! Your signing bonus. He gives you an envelope. Stuffed with credits.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you're quite welcome.
Is there anything else I should know before I start my getting settled in?
I don't think so. You will... Well, your immediate supervisor isn't here right now. He's gone home for the day. He sort of keeps odd hours, but I'm sure you will catch up with him soon.
Okay. Is there like a time clock or... sign-in sheet?
Yes, I think there's a sign-in sheet somewhere. Check the table in the middle.
Okay.
It's not really my area.
I've noticed.
Well, welcome to the Fang Foundries family.
Okay. Thank you.
You look very familiar.
You look a little familiar, too.
You came from Republic City, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and guess you weren't in a bending triad of any kind.
No, I can't really bend things.
Right. Now we'll figure it out later.
Okay.
He leaves. You totes recognize him from the revelation.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the finger thing happen to him.
Yes. It was not dignified. No. He did not want that finger.
Yeah, didn't he crap himself?
He was... It wasn't great.
Yes, I wasn't going to be like, oh, yeah, you're that guy that crapped himself. And yeah. Just pulled the bending take his
I held you down while Amon stripped away your bending.
So I'm going to check, like, the meeting room.
Yeah, you find a sign-in sheet and all that crap. you fill out a W-2, whatever.
Yeah, I fill out all the necessary paperwork.
I don't care. It. Yeah, you sign the sexual harassment policy. There isn't one, JK. Sexual harassment policy is you can be sexually harassed.
Don't yell too loud when you're being sexually harassed.
Yeah.
Especially if it's by the boss.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially if it's by Miss Fang.
Yeah, I'll sign in, you know, make my office my own.
Genius I'll check out the cougar.
Whole floor.
Possibly lesbian cougar.
She could be bisexual.
That's what that was the first thing I said.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Always go with everything that moves before you go specific.
And I think I'll actually just start sort of exploring the factory.
Okay. Poking around anywhere in particular?
Probably where they make shit.
Okay. Yeah, you poke around in the manufacturing wing. I mean, you find where they make the mecha tanks and where they make the shock gloves and where they make Sato mobiles and Sato cycles. It seems like most of this is new, like they are gearing up a massive manufacturing push.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to, even just a few years ago, basically just smelt and refine metals. So manufacturing is a new industry for them. You poke around and you find an area that apparently doesn't have a swing shift as you walk in, and it is dark. When you go in, you can sort of make out the outlines of conveyor belts and metal cutters. You walk in and you hear a voice behind you. I knew you would come eventually.
Hello? I slowly turn.
You turn around and see Takani, the water tribe specimen. He is a lithe, athletic individual, as fitting for a former pro bender.
Hello?
An equalist paradise. How could you resist?
I kind of got out of that business.
Really? What the hell do you think this is?
The Unbendable City.
An equalist by any other name is still as deadly.
Benders are deadly too.
My sister wasn't.
Your sister wasn't what?
Deadly. She never hurt anyone or anything.
I'm sorry for your loss?
You're sorry. You're sorry. Does your apology bring back the dead?
No.
Does it rend apart time to take us back to the moment where I could have stopped you?
I don't believe it does.
No. No, it does not. We can't undo the past, can we, Zahar?
No, we can't.
But we can avenge it.
That just causes more problems.
I welcome problems.
Do you know how I got involved with the Equalists?
I'm guessing you have a sob story.
They killed my father. Benders. In fact, I believe it may have been when I was looking at one of your games.
I wish they'd killed you too.
So now, what do you plan on doing?
I'm going back to work. I've got a double shift today. But don't worry. We're both part of the Fang Foundry's family now. I'm sure I'll be seeing you around. You're my new sister.
Okay, well, that just got really creepy.
That did get a little creepy.
Okay.
Star has everyone creeping on her, huh?
Alrighty.
Well, I hope you find what will give you peace.
Star, he's going to try to kill you!
He turns and starts walking out of this big manufacturing area. He looks back at you over his shoulder and says, "Don't go standing around in the dark." He reaches out and coalesces some water in the air and just uses it to flip the big switch, throwing on all the lights as he strides out.
You should be careful about that.
He does not respond.
And now look in the room. I'm not going to will at the authorities.
Okay. You can take a hero point, and you can see that this room looks set up to be a mecha tank construction area. Very similar to the one you just saw that was used to make labor mecha tanks.
Huh. Oh. Is there anything more if I look more vigorously?
Look better.
You take your time and look around, and you can see that this place has been kind of hastily removed. Like, there are no spare parts or tools lying around. Anything you would expect if just work stopped for the day, or even if this area was closed. It looks like it was just
cleaned out
and shut down.
Huh.
But everything is still well maintained. I mean, you could certainly turn on these machines and start mass producing.
I'll turn off the light and head out.
It's damp.
Yeah.
Okay. Think we can stop there.
Terrified.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
What? Terrified? Why terrified?
Because that dude is creepy. That is the, okay. That is, I was going to say, those are the words of a man who is hell-bent on revenge.
Yep. Yeah. I thought that was the point.
Oh, it is the point. And I'm sorry, I'm going to... Never mind, I'll stop getting myself immersed in the campaign.
Good.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Jeez. Oh man, very exciting. This is a Zahar episode.
Yes. Originally, Feiyu was going to be one session and a Zahar episode. But apparently you guys are moving here?
I like the idea of it being an arc as opposed to a session.
Yeah, we do arcs.
Yeah.
Yeah, do sorry, bud.
We do arcs.
This is the Zahar arc?
We're not episodic.
That seems like a good excuse for you guys being slow and crappy at everything.
I don't think we're terrible at it.
What do you want us to do?
Not get jobs as short order cooks for some reason.
Yes, at least my job is to basically have full range of the gossip. Factory.
All the gossip.
See, my aim was to get a job in the factory, determine that, oh hey, it turns out there's shit happening in the factory, and then have everybody sneak into the factory.
It was my mistake for assuming Kevin would make a not boring character. He did good, but then it's like, but guy, goddamn, I will make this character boring. Is there any paperwork I can fill out before I start cooking?
Well, I mean, whoa, we already did the paperwork.
Okay, Recorder's going off.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.